Too.
Welcome to Hammer Dad! Number one sports betting show coming out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated offices. I am Tone Diggs.
Atta baby, Tone.
That right there is Bubba Gump.
What?
Bearded Wonder, Canadian sensation.
Good day, Tony.
Keeping the braided beard.
I pulled the people.
And?
60-40. It's close.
Hey, you have to listen to the people.
That's what we're doing.
Thank you, people. Oh, Bruce is walking back there right now, so call the money line. 1-833-462-2333. That is 1-833-462-2333. Call my line. How did you do last night?
On the diamond?
In general.
Not good. Footy was 2-1-1 yesterday. Baseball 0-2-1. Not great.
MLB for me was 1-1-1.
Didn't you hit two?
White Sox, first five.
Yeah, Braves plus a half.
That was the win.
Yeah.
1-1. And then the Mariners couldn't fucking score.
Until the sixth.
Yeah.
We got flexing going right now, baby.
We do have flexing going. Am I on flexing today or just you?
I mean, it's flexing day. What are we talking about?
Flexing plus a half.
A's just got to go down.
That's okay.
Yeah.
It's early.
It'll happen.
0-0, bottom one. Wait. Oh, yeah. 0-0, bottom one. You and I are in flexing plus a half.
Sky's blue.
We didn't have to tell you that.
Sky's blue. I tweeted out 7 a.m. this morning. Flexing day.
If you know, yeah. You know.
If you know, you know.
Last night, CJ Beathard ruined my night. Made mids night. Don't fucking riff me, dude.
White Sox.
Stink. Mitt, you've cursed the White Sox.
When I started going with the White Sox, we were 4-0. Now we're 4-3, so we're still above 500.
I said, personally, I think they just don't care anymore because they're like 15 games up in their division. Gumpy said, you know what, they just stink against good teams, which could potentially be the case.
Craig Kimbrel has been terrible.
Yeah, he has.
Yeah. And they gave up a lot for him.
Did you got backdoored last night too, huh?
Pardon?
You got backdoored last night. Fucking Beathard. What? You are on the fucking Saints, weren't you?
Yeah.
Unbelievable. 18 points in the fourth quarter.
Guy was dealing.
He looked way.
He should be the starting quarterback.
He should potentially be the starting quarterback of that football team. Thank you all for sending in information for this upcoming week as far as preseason games, started to gather stuff. So far, if you want to bet early, looks like the Giants are going to go with the starters to start. Panthers are going with the starters to start. Probably no McCaffrey, though. Bears are going with Justin Fields. I don't know if that's Justin Fields with starters or that's Justin Fields without starters. We don't know that yet. 49ers are going to go with starters to start. Jets are as well. Eagles, it depends on how they practice this week. I believe they're doing joint practice with somebody. Chiefs, O-line is definitely going. I guess they want to get some continuity with that. They don't know if Mahomes is going yet. Bucks, starters are going. Texans starters at least into the second half. So that's what we got so far.
It's good info. It's good info, Tony.
It was interesting to see how they were going to play things this week. Based off of that, off of what I just said, and I haven't even looked at the lines yet, Colts and Lions, so we got nothing there. Steelers are +3 against the Panthers, -3. We know the Panthers are going to have some guys going. I don't know if the Steelers are going to play better or not again. Eagles +4 versus the Jets, -4. Jets starters will be going for a little bit. So that's probably why they're -4. Chiefs -4 against the Vikings. I don't think the Vikings have scored a touchdown yet in preseason.
The Vikings might be a very bad football team.
Whoa.
You think so?
How do you build a team with no continuity?
Well,
they hate each other.
Well, that's the virus.
Yeah, but if your coach hates the starting quarterback, How do you win football games?
True. I mean, I'm sure there's been starting quarterbacks that have hated coaches before, and they've been all right. But I the chance here is Cousins could be out of 5 days at a time, anytime. Just like Cam is today. Just like Cole Beasley is today. That could happen anytime during the season with these teams. Be careful betting on teams where the starting quarterback, you know, could be out at any time. Something to look forward to, gambling angle. For some reason, the Bills are -8 versus the Packers. We know Rodgers isn't playing, so maybe that means we may see the preseason debut of the Bills. Josh Allen.
Trubisky, fucking...
Yeah.
What does it matter?
Seriously. Ravens are -4 against the Washington football team. Lamar hasn't played yet this preseason. We'll see if he does. Titans +2.5 against the Bears. We know Fields is going. Saints -3 against the Cardinals.
We just got shifted.
What do you mean?
I mean, Mitch Moreland rolled one through where the shortstop would be for a double play, and it's 1-0 Oakland. I mean, that's a routine fucking double play.
Fucking shift, dude.
It's all right. Hey, it's all right.
I worry about this Mariners team scoring runs.
Well, yeah.
I have, you know.
They didn't score any until the sixth last night. Trust me, I'm on your fucking side here.
Jesus.
Speaking of baseball, do you know the Orioles have lost 18 in a row?
Yeah, they stink. It's a runaway train, and it ain't stopping. They got nobody. Their stopper was Means, and Means cannot find it.
He's a fade right now.
Yeah.
Well, the whole team is a fucking fade right now. We'll get to that in a second.
They're dead.
Texans are +4 against the Bucks. Texans are playing starters. Bucks are playing starters.
They run the Wildcat with Mark Ingram?
Yeah.
Okay.
He looks really good at number 2.
I'll probably take the
Texans. Have you seen him running around at number 2 out there?
Looks good.
Yeah. Broncos -8.5 against the Rams. Tell you what. They got the rookie out of Virginia. I can't think of his name, quarterback, but he played the entire game last time. Not bad.
Yeah. Where's Easton Stick? And he's, why is he not playing hockey?
He's +5.5 against the Seattle Seahawks.
You give me him.
That must mean Russ is playing for the first time this year. We'll get all these out. We'll have more info later in the week when we do our preseason week 3 breakdown. NCAA football this weekend. Got my sheet.
Week 0.
Yesterday I said I was fading New Mexico State. Reasons why. 2 returning starters, as I said yesterday. They won with 13 seconds left to beat Dixie State in the spring.
Dixie State.
Powerhouse.
Bit of a wagon.
New Mexico State beat them with 13 seconds left in the spring. Their other spring game, they played 2 spring games. They lost 43-17 to Tarleton State. You heard of Tarleton State?
No, where is that?
Beats fucking me. They play UTEP. UTEP has 11 returning starters on offense. This is a completely fade New Mexico State situation for me.
All right.
Other games, Hawaii is playing UCLA. Pertinent information on that game. Obviously, Dorian Thompson Robinson, right, Mitt? That's his name, right?
DTR.
Yep. Yeah. Here's the one stat. UCLA top 25 rushing O with 20 returning starters this season. And Hawaii was 100th versus the run last season. So look for UCLA to potentially just run the fucking ball up and down the field against Hawaii. I don't think I'm going to take it. It's too many points, but just something to look for there. And then
Nebraska.
Nebraska and Illinois. Bielema.
Nebraska.
He's a Big Ten guy. They weren't good last year. Nebraska hasn't been good since fucking Scott Frost got there. I think I'm probably going to stay away from that one.
That's the one game I am going to bet.
Are you?
I don't know which way, but that feels like the one game if you're going to bet this weekend, that's the one to get in on.
Nebraska had a top 50 D last year, which is 50 out of 130 is not terrible. They have 10 starters returning on that D. And Adrian Martinez, who has been the quarterback for seems like forever, is back.
Lovie Smith
recruited well for the last few years. He just never got it to work. So there's like the talent's there for Bielema if he wants it, but I don't know. I just don't fucking know with that game.
Maybe a tease with them in UCLA.
Thought about it.
Right.
You could also throw UTEP in there as well.
But still, UCLA, even if you tease them 5 points, it ain't getting you
anywhere. No, but you can tease them fucking 6.5. I actually may... Let me look at my fucking... My bets. I may have actually already put that in. Yeah, I did. Two leg teaser, Nebraska down to -0.5, UCLA -11.5.
It still feels like a lot.
It does, doesn't it?
Flexen might not have it today.
What happened?
First and third, he's fighting it. He's at 19 pitches.
Still 1-0?
Yeah.
We're all right. How many outs?
2.
Okay.
If we get a K,
we got it here with 1 out.
There it
with,
is.
Come on. One run only?
Yeah, we're good.
Maybe.
Let's go, Flex.
Who's on the mound for...
Cole Irvin?
Oh, yeah.
What?
We'll be fine. That was we'll absolutely be fine.
Dog shit hit. 3 hits in the first inning. God damn.
Let's see what the... let's see what the phone lines are saying. Thank you, Bruce.
Oh, by the way.
Yeah.
I've said it before, but I did it last night. The Cubs, no more. I'm done.
There are certain teams that you just can't play.
Yeah. Hendricks fooled me with a good start, roped me in. I was a sucker. I'm done.
There's just nothing to play for.
Count me out on the Cubs. I'm fucking done with it.
By the time the season's over here, we're going to have about.
I mean, they won. They came back and won the game, but I can't.
Teams that we're going to be able to bet on.
Can't do it.
Let's get this call going because, you know, Pritchard's got to go to football practice or baseball practice or dominate life. Steal all the kids' money in school. Jackson, what's going on, pal?
What's going on, boys?
How you doing? You sound down. Is everything all right?
No, I'm good. I'm just tired from yesterday. I got football again today.
Oh, let's go, dude. Saddle up, man. Let's go.
Was it a tough first practice?
Yeah, for sure.
How was it? You doing one-a-days, two-a-days? How's it going?
No, we just did one, and then we have 4 practices this week, and we were doing a lot of conditioning yesterday. So,
Jesus, I feel for you, pal. It's tough out there,
dude.
Well, the air quality's not great either.
It's getting better. It's getting better.
Okay,
it's getting better over here.
Well, hey, let's get this call going because I feel like you need to get some rest before practice. Get some fluids in you, okay?
Some G2, dude. Let's go.
Are you staying hydrated?
Yes, of course.
Okay, and remember, low man wins, okay?
Come on. Come on!
Hey, and give it your all for us.
Come on, kid. Let's go!
What do you got today? What do you got today, Jackson?
Cardinals -1.5.
Cards -1.5?
Oh, let's go.
Full game?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, what kind of offense are you running up there?
Wishbone?
Spread? Triple option? Kind of off.
We haven't learned full playbook yet. We just did conditioning yesterday.
Okay.
Jackson, you best friends with the quarterback?
Get there.
Yeah.
Good smart. Call.
Smart.
Smart. Become friends with the O-line, too.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
Okay. Hey, good luck today out there, kid.
Thank you.
Thanks for the winners.
Okay, so he's taking. It's tough out there. Camp. First day of camp's tough. You're just not ready for it. Heat smacks you in a mouth. Guys are smacking you in a mouth. Fucking poor air quality. Can we get Jackson some fucking liquids, please?
Gatorade, Christ.
Jesus. To launch an investigation into this coach.
Goddamn water boy out there.
I've never heard Jackson sound like that.
Yeah,
this is slept fucking in ridiculous. Weeks. I can't do this.
It's only Tuesday.
All right. I don't even think I can do the show.
Carry on.
All right. We'll do the show. Cards.
Yeah.
-1.5. That's Jack Frerity versus Casey Mize. Did you take him?
Yeah, I took the Cards.
Okay.
Flaherty, since coming back from injury, 12 innings pitched, 2 earned. The Miz, last 2, he's only gone 4. Feels like he's fading a bit late in the season here. I mean, Flaherty, 9-1, 2.68 ERA.
Tell you what, if he didn't get hurt.
Yeah, Cy Young, maybe. It
could be.
Yeah. Call it, take Cards, first half result here, Tony.
Okay. Is that why I didn't take it? Because it was
-1.5. For first 5.
Oh.
First half result was -150, my friend.
That's why. I'm hot.
Oh, that's a gapper. That's a gapper. Come on.
Lead off?
Nah, why not?
Okay. We're still all right. Let's take some more baseball calls, so we'll fucking roll through baseball. Kenny. Hey, Kenny from Boston. What do you got going on, man?
Hey, boys. Thanks for taking the call. Big Benny, you guys up like 24 units on the month, tailing most of your picks. So
Thank you, Kenny.
So for tonight, I'm liking the Charlie Morton over 7.5 Ks. Yankees, one of the worst teams strikeout rate. 25.2% strikeout rate since the beginning of July. And Charlie Morton has over 35% strikeout rate on four guys on the Yankees.
Kenny, you come here with stats and I fucking love it. The Yankees, what, 10-game win streak now? Something like that? It's true, though. They will either strike out or fucking mash the ball. Not a real big singles team. So.
Hey, I mean, I've said this yesterday.
It's an angle.
I've said this yesterday. I ain't betting anything against the Yankees right now.
It's an angle.
Yeah. I'd stay away from that game completely.
Respect the angles.
Braves being first five minus 170 is absurd.
Yeah, we did not. You and I.
I love Chucky ball game, but I ain't not betting against the Yanks right now, my friend. Won't do it. They might not lose again.
They might not lose again. We should have bet him at the deadline, huh?
Nah. He'll come back down to earth at some point.
See, like, Huskar had 9 strikeouts last night.
Yeah.
It's doable.
Yeah.
It's definitely doable because they will, like I said, a lot of home runs, a lot of strikeouts. That's pretty much baseball, though, nowadays.
Yeah.
Let's get another ball call. Eli, how you doing?
What's up, boys? Hammer down.
Hammer down. All
right. This morning, or I was up early hunting winners. I got the Cardinals at -0.5 at -142.
Okay.
And then I'm taking the Angels first half money line against the Orioles. They absolutely stink.
Thank you, Eli. Oh, shit. He paused too long. I thought he was done. Okay, so let's talk about. Sorry, I thought Jay was hand signaling me.
No, it's just cold back here.
It's hot here.
I'm not in the business of betting on Dylan Bundy.
Okay, so we talked about how the Baltimore Orioles have lost 18 in a row.
Yeah.
Spencer Watkins is going for them. He has given up 4-6, 4-4, and 4 in his last 5 starts.
Just came out of the gates hot, though.
He did. He had a good start, but like the rest of that team, they have.
The problem for me when I see Dylan Bundy's name.
Can't do it.
Is I just picture him puking on the mound, which is something that happened this year, and it happens almost every time he pitches as he pukes all over himself. So I will not bet on Dylan Bundy. Just can't do it. Won't do it.
Didn't he have that long ass losing streak like a few years ago? Was that Dylan Bundy where it was an automatic bet against?
I mean, what's his ERA? 7?
I can't do it now because anytime you just search Dylan Bundy and losing streak, this game pops up.
There
right
it
now.
Is.
Mariners?
1-1.
How many outs?
First and second, 1 out.
Like, hey,
it's cashing another here, huh?
Let's fucking go.
For honestly. Flexing!
So, yeah, we're not taking it, but there's only one side you could take tonight, and that's the Angels.
Yeah, for sure. That's just, we got 15 ball games tonight. I don't need to force anything.
Tell how many ball games we got tonight.
Yeah.
Colin from Maryland, what do you got?
Hammer down.
Hammer down!
All right, so full game, money line. I like Tampa Bay over Philadelphia.
Hell yeah.
I like San Francisco over New York Mets. I think those are good values there.
Hell yeah.
For the better teams. And then also for this Cincinnati at Milwaukee,
good luck.
This is an intriguing game.
Very.
You got Tyler Mahle. He has a road ERA of 1.86. So
weapon.
And then Corbin Burns.
I think
Corbin
you can
Burns.
Go with like the first half under there. But definitely also the first inning draw. I love that pick there.
Thank you, Colin. Yeah, so I looked at this game every single way you could.
Yeah.
If this was pre the sticky stuff,
yeah,
I would take that under 3.5.
It's 3.5?
Yeah.
Oof.
Now, I just can't do it because I've been getting burned on the unders. So it's not something I want to do. You remember back in the days, I'd be like, yo, first five under in reds because...
I was thinking that when I saw this matchup last night that it was going to be Milwaukee, like first five minus 150, minus 160. I mean, this being minus 200 is insulting.
It's almost like an auto take.
The Brewers aren't that much better than the Reds, but I'm not going to go against Burns. There's no way. Not right now.
The draw, first thing draws minus 175, a little rich for my blood. I was looking at it earlier. I believe Corbin Burns has a zero ERA. Versus the Reds.
Last three, Burns has gone 21 innings with one earned. And then, like I said, Molly has been great on the road. So
yeah, Corbin Burns has one start, went 8.1 innings, gave up zero earned runs.
Yeah. I'll just enjoy this one.
Yeah.
You know?
I didn't take it either.
See what happens.
Wanted to.
Any way you want to bet this game, if you like it, is a good bet in my mind.
Looked at it a multitude of ways. Didn't do it. Last baseball call, then we got a couple NFL. Gabe from Iowa, what do you got?
I actually laid the minus a half with the Brewers first five. I thought that was decent value. Tyler Molly's been good on the road, but that just means he's also potentially due for a blow up. You never know.
So is Burns.
Also have under 8.5 in the Mets and Giants game. Two offenses have kind of been sluggish recently, so hopefully that'll hit there. And then I also have the Rays full game money line as well as that other caller.
Thank you, Gabe. All right, so let's talk Rays and Giants, which I forgot to do after that last caller. where's it at? Rays at Philadelphia. Drew Rasmussen.
Yeah.
Versus Ranger Suarez. You like the Rays too, huh?
Yeah, I was so close to getting them plus a half here, but it never came through. But I will take the Rays first five money line. Rasmussen, it's gone four in his last two, but only had one earned. They stretched Suarez out a bit last time, 4 2/3, gave up three earned. Mm-hmm. I'll take the Rays, the better team here at -110 first five tone.
Yeah, I couldn't get a read on either. These pitchers are actually kind of similar.
Yeah.
So I couldn't get a read on it. I stayed away from it. The Giants game. Giants are in New York. Sammy Long versus Tyler McGill. Did you go to San Francisco?
Yeah. Sammy Long hasn't been great, but this is a strictly
Giants
plus a half move here.
Yeah.
McGill has been good his last two. He's kind of come back. But, yeah, you give me Giants plus a half. Most times I will take it, especially against the Mets. They're the Mets.
I didn't want to go against McGill because he does have the ability to be good. So I stayed away from that one. Let's roll through the ones that we haven't talked about from callers. Arizona at Pittsburgh. Mad Bum versus JT Brubaker. I'm taking it. Shouldn't. Neither of these teams give a fuck. But I'm going to take Mad Bum. He was -140 first half money line.
I'm with you there, Tony.
Taking it too?
I mean, Mad Bum, since coming back from injury, 7 games, 46 and a third, 10 earned. Last time out, 8 innings, 1 earned. I mean, he's been dealing. Brubaker's last three, 20 earned runs. Yep. I mean,
he's giving up 7, 5, and 9.
Yeah,
I'll take that. And they are just leaving him out there to die.
Yeah.
So, me and you both on the Diamondbacks in that one.
Yes, sir.
Tampa and Philly, we talked about. Chicago and Toronto. Dylan Cease and Jose Berrios.
Yep.
I thought Toronto was the only way you could go here, and I actually did take it. Toronto Blue Jays first half money line. Also, -140.
Yeah, I'm with you there, Tony. Cease has been good of late, but, I mean, he feels like he's got to be due for one of his mm-hmm. games. And Berrios, since joining the Jays, 2 at home. He's gone 12 innings, 1 earned. So I'll take the Jays here, -140.
I thought this one was interesting. Griffin Jackson, Tanner Houck.
Yeah. I thought this being -200 was insane.
Twins in Boston. Griffin Jackson has actually been pretty decent.
Yeah.
I stayed away though because I don't want to take the Twins in Boston.
Yeah, I'm not touching this one either, Tone.
Taylor Hearn and Eli Morgan. Texas at Cleveland. I think Taylor Hearn's actually been the better pitcher here, but I'm not taking Texas on the road.
No, thank you.
Fetty Wap and Jesus. Wap versus Jesus.
7.76 ERA against a 5.14.
No, thank you.
I'm good.
Herman Marquez versus Justin Steele. As I said yesterday, I can't fucking lay. I can't lay juice with the Rockies on the road. I'm done with
this fucking series. I can't do it.
Don't.
No. I'll bet the Rockies at home. That's as far as they'll go.
Brady Singer versus Luis García. García hasn't been good enough for me to lay that type of money.
So Singer last week against the Astros, 6 2/3, two earned. Royals got him last night, first five. Yeah, I'm going to stay.
Royals is the only way. I don't know. I'm not going to do that.
I'm good on
that. Last game of the night, Julio Urias versus Pierce Johnson. I didn't see this one earlier because a starter hadn't been named.
Yeah.
What's the line on this? Dodgers minus 138 for the game. That's it. First half minus 142. Oh, who's Pierce Johnson? Okay, so Pierce Johnson is... Oh, he's a reliever. He's gone... All these are one innings, giving up 0-0-1, 0-0-0-0-0. So he's a good reliever. Getting his first start versus Urias, who we know.
Flexen's finding it.
We're good.
Two struck out another.
Is Urias? Let me see here.
A lot of people took the got a lot of tweets flexing over 3.5 Ks today.
Yeah, that's not a lot at all.
Yeah.
So Urias is giving up 0-2, 0-1-1 splits. Urias away 2.88. Yeah, this will be a. I'm taking the Dodgers first half minus 140.
There you go.
You on that at all?
No, thank you.
Okay,
I'm not a big Urias guy.
Well, you know, I just ran through it. Listen, this guy, who I just heard of, because, you know, we're not big bullpen guys. I'm not a big bullpen guy. Pierce Johnson does seem to be great out of the pen. But first start, I will fade you. And that's what's going to happen tonight.
There you go.
My bets for baseball. Got Flexen going right now, plus a half. First five. Diamondbacks first five money line, Blue Jays first five money line, and just added Dodgers first five money line.
Ooh, that's in there. All first five, Mariners plus a half right now, Diamondbacks money line, Jays money line, Rays money line, Giants plus a half, and Cardinals first half results.
Let's go. Hey.
Guy on first.
Let's go. Tony Bones, what do you got?
Tones Bones.
Yes, sir. Long-time listener, you know, first-time caller.
Hell yeah.
Gotta get in. Hammer
Don. Thank you, Tony.
Yeah, man. I tried to tell you guys about this kid, Tyler Hunter, for the Ravens. He's Tyrod Taylor, T-Mobile 2.0. This guy, every time he touches the ball, he scores. And if you guys like money, back this guy. I tried to get in last year to say something, and Ravens, I'm telling you. This guy is crazy. And a fun fact, back in high school, he beat Lamar out in their high school game together.
That's fucking
cool. So it's crazy how they're on the same team now.
Thank you, Tony Bones. So it's Tyler Huntley.
What did he say? Ravens.
He said Tyler Huntley, Utah quarterback, He's good. He's a good preseason quarterback.
All right.
I do have to point out, as the host of the show, he did not score every single time he touched the football, though.
Okay.
That'd be a lot of touchdowns. And you can't bet against the Ravens in preseason. That's a rule at this point.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. What happened? What happened?
Catch right up against the wall.
I'm with you, though, Tony Bones. You cannot bet against the Ravens in the preseason.
No.
Just like you can't bet on the Orioles.
Regular season, though. Monday night.
Wide receivers have been banged up. Lamar had missed some time.
Raiders are itching to go. Itching.
Is Peterman going to get the start?
I think it's Mariota.
Really?
Week one,
Mariota?
Yeah.
Okay. Mitt, you got any week zero plays yet?
Yeah, I'm taking UCLA minus the 17.5. I think they're going to absolutely dog walk them. And then in that game, Tony, the over-under. Jeez, my voice sounds bad.
Yeah, clear your throat, dude.
The over-under is 68.5. That's huge, I think. I am probably going to take the under on that one. You were talking about how UCLA had a great running game last year.
Yes, they did.
Probably run the ball all over them, and hopefully the under hits.
Actually, Hawaii is not the Hawaii that it used to be. They ran the ball, I want to say 50% of the time last year. Let me look it up real quick. What's his name? He coached at Pitt. They ran the route. They ran the ball 50% of the time last year versus, you know, the glory days of Hawaii. They're throwing the ball 70% of the time. So, actually, I don't hate that under Mitt.
Yeah, I just saw the total. I was like, that is way too high for especially Hawaii traveling that far distance, like all the way to the States. It's just kind of a struggle.
So UCLA's defense last year was top 25 against the run. Number 60 against the pass. Hawaii was actually number 26 against the pass, number 100 against the run. That's why I thought UCLA was just going to keep it on the ground. Fucking classic Chip Kelly. Oregon, it was spread and it was up tempo, but it was a lot of run. It wasn't a ton of pass. Chip Kelly likes to run the ball. They ran the ball 60% of the time last year. UCLA did. I'm seeing a number where it opened 9.5 and now it's up to 17.5. That scares me a little bit, Mitt, but
I've been watching this for weeks and it's been at like 18. I saw it at 19 for a little bit. So I don't know.
If it opened that at that this. What am I trying to say? If it opened at that this summer, maybe, or something like that. I'm gonna stay away from that one, but I'm not taking Hawaii, we'll put it that way. I'm not trusting.
Yeah, Hawaii also did lose their quarterback. He's somewhere in the NFL camps. And so I think just under all the way, I think that's the best play.
Todd Graham is Hawaii's head coach.
TG.
It's actually kind of, yeah. What's up? What's going on?
Walk. Man on first. Nobody at.
We 1-1 still?
Yeah. Top three.
Got any early footy for this weekend?
Footy. I have about 25 written down on the old sheet here.
Are you going to take all fucking 25 of those?
Or? I mean, I will take all 25. Will I give 25 out is another question. I will say some to jump on early, okay, though. If I get a chance here, if this thing moves. Leicester moneyline against Norwich on Saturday.
Yeah.
-125. Norwich has been dog walked both games. Leicester lost yesterday.
Red card
to West Ham. West Ham's been very good. I would take that. West Ham moneyline versus Crystal Palace is -160. This will not stay at that for long. Crystal Palace hasn't looked great. West Ham has. Everton, double chance again against Brighton. I think Everton's better than Brighton. It's -170. Man U Wolves, I might stay away from. Man U is -125 money line.
That's it?
This Wolves.
What they do, was Man U as impressive week two as they were?
No. Southampton looked very good against them. And Wolves looked good against Tottenham. Defended well. I like this Wolves team. I might stay away from that one. That's just EPL.
Okay.
I mean, we can go through this later, but
we can go tomorrow. I was just seeing if you had, because you know when you like to jump on these before they change.
Yeah, I'm into the Sunday here, but go back to Saturday. Bundesliga, Leverkusen moneyline -140 against Augsburg. Leverkusen dog walk Mönchengladbach.
Yep.
I mean, this Leverkusen team looks good. That's good value. Stuttgart draw no bet against Freiburg. Stuttgart. Very good squad. Freiburg did beat Dortmund last week.
Interesting.
But at draw no bet at -160, Stuttgart's worth a shot here. Union Berlin, the double chance heroes again this year. 2-0 so far. They're against Mönchengladbach.
Yep.
I might stay away from that one. They were double chance -170. They're double chance -230 now.
Too much,
you can't do that. And then probably hop on Real Madrid against Real Betis. Real Betis hasn't looked good. Real tied last week, so that's why you're going to get Real at -125 money line. Atletico Madrid against Villarreal, -125 money line. Anytime you can get Atletico at that at money line, I'm going to take it. And then Sevilla, -135 money line against Elche. I mean, Sevilla's a good squad. They won yesterday late, but guy from Tottenham has been very good for them. He's banged in a few goals. Lamella has played very well for Sevilla. Eric. So I like Sevilla there. Ligue 1 has been a... It's been tough so far. Yeah, I mean, Lyon can't win a game. Nice has looked very good. Look at them money line against Bordeaux Saturday. They're minus 160 right now. Nice, I mean, they beat Marseille in a bit of a... turned into a bit of a dust up. And then I might take... I don't know. There's a lot of other games here, but Ligue 1 has been very interesting. A lot of dogs winning in that, but we'll have more closer to the weekend.
Okay, before we get out of here, odds boost. Blue Jays, Brewers, and Cardinals all to win. Plus 370. Blue Jays have the White Sox, so like that's not guaranteed. Brewers have the Cincinnati Reds, definitely not guaranteed. And the Cardinals have Flaherty going against... Who are they playing?
Cards?
Yeah.
Flaherty against the Miz.
That's I'm not taking that boost.
That Reds-Brewers game, I got a weird feeling about that one. Maybe Burns might get got. There's no reasoning behind it. He's been lights out, but I just feel like maybe he's due to give up a few.
Zero runs scored first inning of Mets and Giants. Plus 130.
Nah. No, thank you.
No, I'll probably stay away. Oh.
Oh, fucking double.
Both play. The Seattle Storm and the Washington Mystics to win. Plus 200. Who was at the White House today?
Bill Laimbeer.
Don't. Was it Bill Laimbeer?
What team does Bill Laimbeer coach?
The Celtics.
Fucking double play.
So the Seattle Storm was at the White House.
They're playing tonight?
Yesterday.
Oh.
You know, maybe they're resting on their... I'm not taking
it. I don't do this often, Tony, but I might sit out a WNBA odds boost. Yeah. Call me crazy.
I don't either.
Just tonight.
Just something to think
usually about. I would, but tonight seriously. I'll sit this one out.
We should probably tweet out the rollover, huh?
Yeah. I think it's 1500, my friend.
1500?
1500.
Okay, we'll do that. Good luck on that.
Yeah.
10 teams, 10 leg, minus 130 or worse.
Yes, sir.
We'll be back tomorrow. Hello, we got another golf tournament.
Oh.
So the boys
did
will be on.
Did you see who won yesterday?
Fuck it. Tony Fina. Tony Fina. Yeah, good for Tony.
Had a baby, Tony.
Tony notoriously blows it on Sunday, but he came through.
Had a baby.
So we'll have that tomorrow. We will have some more preseason updates. Obviously, some more baseball, some more footy. Yeah, some more. Probably not week zero because there's only four games or whatever. I have started diving to week one. I don't like Northwestern this year. Let's put it that way.
Really?
Don't like Northwestern this year.
They covered a fair bit last year, didn't
they? They were 7-2 last year. They were really good last year. They only have 8 returning starters. Quarterback's gone. They never like are a great recruiting, obviously, because they're Northwestern, but
watch out for the Huskies.
Washington.
UW.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I also like Washington this year.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's a gapper. That's in there. Get on your horse.
Was there anyone on?
Second and third. Fuck.
How many outs?
Two.
It's never good.
Let's get a pass ball here.
Tell you what, North Carolina, Virginia Tech. It's going to be interesting one week one.
What's the spread on that?
5.5.
For UNC?
UNC's -5.5 in Blacksburg.
Oof.
That was the game last year. That game was like 50 to 40 something last year.
I'd have to check Ryan Leaf's top 25 for that one.
What's that? Those are some other, those early in the schedule.
Is that where you got a lot of your chart from?
Yeah.
That's what I figured.
If there's one person you want to go to, it's that guy.
He's the authority on college football.
Yes. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer
down.